Hello, this is Dominic from Plantoons, and today you're going to be listening to something a little bit different. This is an actual recording session that Anita and I do that we end up making cartoons from. It wasn't really intended to be a podcast. Most of our recording sessions just have a topic outline. We talk about it, and we talk and talk and talk for an hour or two until we hit upon something that's mildly amusing, and then we'll take that bit and make the cartoon out of it. So most of our recording sessions are never published. In this one, we were talking about the changes in Epcot, and we hit upon something that's going to become one of our larger cartoons. So while I'm busy making that, I decided to at least post something in the meantime. And what you're going to be hearing is what will eventually become the Epcot cartoon, where Epcot becomes a zombie apocalypse park. We just hit upon it when we were talking about the changes of Future World, and why don't we make it like a dystopian Future World. So here it is, the full recording session that was never meant to be published, but I'll tide you over while we finish up the cartoon. We hope you enjoy Epcot. Do we have Soundwave?
I don't know. Do we have Soundwave? Excellent.
Boom, boom.
Boom.
Yeah. So, welcome to the Plantoons podcast. I am Dominic.
And I'm Anita.
And we're the creators of Plantoons, where we do a podcast and rarely post it. Because we make cartoons out of 2 or 3 minutes of a two-hour recording session.
Right.
You can find our stuff on plantoons.com or on YouTube at wdwplantoons. So we are here talking some Epcot.
Okay.
Because Epcot is kind of like showing off a microcosm of Disney people, which tend to complain that rides are getting old and then complain when they're ripped out and replaced. So if I was the CEO of Disney trying to appease Disney fans, I would probably have to just kill myself. Because, oh my God, Epcot.
Okay.
And I'm an Epcot lover.
Yes.
Epcot confused me when I grew up because I am old enough to remember one gate. And when people started calling Disney World the Magic Kingdom, I was completely confused because for me, Disney World was the place with the castle.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, Disney World is an umbrella for some weird trans-dimensional place that was they started calling the Magic Kingdom, which I had no idea what that was. I had no idea what they were talking about. And an Epcot Center.
Yes.
And it hit me, you know, right at the right age because it was all about the future that was awaiting us,
yes,
where there'd be computers, and it was all 80s'd up, so like everything.
That's perfect. The neon.
Well, yeah, kind of like everything looked like the set of V, if you remember that show.
Yes, I do.
Like everything was like slick, everything looked like a Star Trek The Next Generation set, even the aquarium. I literally wanted to live there.
Oh.
Like I was trying to figure out how much I would have to make as an adult
to build it
myself. Kind of like that South Park where Cartman like buys the amusement park and then closes it to everybody else, but then has to somehow pay for it, so he has to let people in, and then it becomes an amusement park again. I really loved Epcot because it was all about the future and all about computers and how they're going to make our world wonderful. And now people are complaining because here I am looking at a WDW News Today article. Epcot's Guardians of the Galaxy ride will be a roller coaster attraction. And it starts with, I wish I had better news, but it seems that the replacement of Universe of Energy in favor of a Guardians of the Galaxy ride is indeed imminent. And it sounds like it's going to be a roller coaster. So they're lamenting.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, here's the deal.
Okay.
I think people are lamenting that the fact that...
that it's a ride?
That the experimental prototype Community of Tomorrow isn't what it originally was intended.
Okay.
And
The vision is being
tarnished.
Well, expanded upon.
Diverted.
Okay.
Bastardized.
Well, something. I don't think you can say that word.
Okay. And I don't buy into that because the original idea for Epcot never happened.
No.
We're not, you know, he didn't create some kind of city that he managed.
We're not in Tomorrowland.
Yeah, he's gonna make his own like little city, and it never happened.
Right.
And then they decided to like push Virginia's version of
Busch Gardens
together with the World's Fair and call it Epcot. So I don't know if it really ever had its vision. It was always like this park that was two parks that barely seemed to coexist together coherently.
Mm-hmm.
And the future that it promised happened.
Yeah, it did happen already.
Like CommuniCore, I got a cell phone that does everything. Yeah, I got a supercomputer in my pocket. You got a watch so you can talk like Dick Tracy.
I love it.
There's robot vacuum cleaners. There's self-driving cars. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're kind of in that promised future.
Yeah, the promised future is actually all of the things that are in the sci-fi drive-in theater. Like, all those things.
All those horrible... No, you can't cook an egg on a spaceship.
Well, I mean, you kind of
with magnets.
Well, you can in that dude's house.
None of that really happened. I
mean, you can? Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. Well, whatever.
But, yeah, a lot of lamenting. I mean, we lost the wonders of life.
Yeah.
Which, you know, besides Body Wars, are you really...
That's really cool.
Yeah.
But, I mean... You know, I wonder if we went backwards in time.
Well,
if that, like when we did that,
I did
backwards
that.
In time.
I went and watched the old shows.
And
holy cow.
Yeah.
Like Horizons, I loved Horizons. You get to pick the ending and you get to see. Oh my God.
But you couldn't.
Try to watch it now.
Yeah. Like,
it's rough.
Yeah, but if we did that as a now and updated.
I think that's where people are having the trouble.
Like,
things aren't getting updated.
Reinvented. Yeah, it needs to be reinvented.
Now, they updated Journey to the Imagination twice, and nobody liked either one of those.
Right.
So, I don't know if you ever please anybody.
No, probably not.
I mean, you got rid of Seabase Alpha, and now you go into a Nemo ride, and then into the aquarium.
The aquarium's pretty cool.
That one didn't change too much overall, but just the idea that you were sinking into the sea base. And now you're just like riding a Nemo ride. Is that an update?
It's taking you into the water.
Like, is that forgivable? And now there's characters, and Norway is Arendelle, but it's not because it's not. And people are complaining that Frozen is in Norway, even though Frozen doesn't really take place in...
It doesn't say,
in Norway. It's in fictional Norway. And now fictional Norway has hit real Norway. And I'm like, I mean, I like the Maelstrom, but is it really that precious?
I don't know.
I'm seeing people wait in line for 6 hours to see a person dressed up as somebody.
Yeah.
As they're dressed up as those people.
Absolutely.
I got little girls dressed up as Anna, meeting a dressed up Anna. The little girl is just as Anna as the cast member.
Yeah.
Like, you're not Anna either.
No. So,
this little girl's Anna as much as you're Anna.
Yeah.
And why I'll wait in 6 hours to meet this 3-year-old because she's just as legit as you, you know?
She's cute.
Okay. All I'm saying is people wait in line for that. Nobody's, you know, you can walk on the Maelstrom.
Yeah.
And that's an update that people kind of enjoyed. I think, isn't that the point? When was the last time you survived the universe of energy all 45 minutes awake?
it's not fair because Epcot, when you get all the way in the back of that park, mm-hmm. You know, it's all cement and there isn't a lot of shade that you're getting unless you're in the buildings
mm-hmm.
doing like the stuff on the sides inside the buildings. And so it's really... rough outside kind of park.
There's a lot of walking.
There's
no hub. It's a big figure eight.
Right. And when you're out there, you get pretty steamy pretty quick. And once you get back there to Ellen, it's just, you know, you've been walking for a while.
Did you ever see the original one?
And I might pre-Ellen? Not have. I don't think so.
Yeah, Ellen was an improvement.
Yeah, I don't think I did.
Not, it really wasn't.
No.
The pre-show was awesome.
Because I wasn't there pre-93. 93 was my first visit.
Oh, no, you may have seen it. But the pre-show had like the three-dimensional screens that were triangles that would actually turn and rotate and go from flat to pointy. And they'd be projected on from a couple sides. And it was this really intricate projection show. And they took that all out for the Jeopardy scene.
Huh. I might have. I might just be old.
The rest is pretty much the same except for the end movies, but the ride through the dinosaurs is.
I remember the ride through the dinosaurs. Like, I don't.
Now, last time I went through the University of Energy, they only had two of the three theater things moving.
Mm-hmm.
We were one of like 10 people
during
peak season.
Mm-hmm.
And none of us stayed awake.
No.
This thing can go, is all I'm saying.
Oh, I could totally. I mean, it could, but it wasn't. But it was a really nice break in the day because it was so nicely air conditioned.
Yeah, I mean, you might as well just have an air conditioned room with beds. And it would be the same effect that I was enjoying. Like, oh, this is great. It's cool, I can sleep for a while.
I seriously hate to be that person that says it's a great ride to sleep on. You know, the people that are like, yeah, the Hall of Presidents is a great place to take a nap in. You know, I understand.
I haven't made it through the Hall of Presidents in 3 years.
The only reason is because, you know, when we hit the Hall of Presidents, it's normally the 2 a.m. one we go to. But
it's not open.
Ellen... Well, yeah, it is. No. We do the extra magic hours and all that
stuff. We don't go to the Hall of Presidents and burn extra magic hours on the Hall of Presidents.
Stop it.
Those are valuable hours.
Stop it.
Go there.
You're not supposed to tell. Stop.
Robo Lincoln at 2 a.m.
Oh, no, we did the last time. When Abby was little.
We didn't.
That we did do.
Not on an extra magic hour.
Yeah, we
There's
did.
No way.
Yes, we did.
You're delusional.
I'm not.
All right.
I'm not.
I haven't made it through the Abe Lincoln, not the Abe Lincoln.
No, I love that one.
I haven't made it through Mark Twain Ben Franklin
American
one.
American Dream or something like that.
The American Adventure Pavilion show?
Yeah, yeah. I love I can't that. Do it. I do. I love that.
I haven't made
I
it
I love Mark Twain. I love all that.
It's putting
I
me to sleep.
I love it.
So, I mean, the moral of my story is if they're putting in a roller coaster, thank God.
Well, here's the
I literally can't stay awake
to me,
through three of their attractions in Epcot.
You're talking about like... To me, the future and dreaming and all of those things, like, why not put space? And, yeah, like, Mars and all this, but we know those exist. You know, we've put things on Mars, and we've driven around
on it. You just
want
to see Star-Lord.
Shut up. I love Star-Lord. But, but you know, Star-Lord is a nice, you know, addition. However...
Like I can see a robot dinosaur, or I can see Chris Pratt.
Yeah. And Rocket Raccoon. I mean, he's great too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, but I mean, you've got, you know, Mission Space with and that's a ride.
Let's talk some other stuff that doesn't make sense in the park it's in.
Okay.
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 Monsters Laugh Floor mm-hmm. in Tomorrowland.
There could be monsters. Who knows?
Monsters in the future monster?
Mm-hmm.
Monsters from space?
Could be monsters somewhere. We don't know.
Tomorrowland Speedway.
Well, can 4-year-olds drive now?
In the future.
In the future, we may have cars that 4-year-olds can drive.
3-year-olds will be able to drive.
We might be able to do that.
What else? What else doesn't make sense where it is?
Go ahead. You keep going. I'll make sense of it.
Like I pick one.
Because I'm crazy.
Animal Kingdom in Walt Disney World.
They needed a zoo. What else?
A lot of people complaining that characters are in the park. Like this was a character-free park once upon a time. And now you
That's
got...
funny, once upon a time.
And now you got Frozen, you're getting Guardians.
Well, they have to brand it.
You're getting intellectual property in the park. Evil?
No.
Heresy?
No. I mean, I don't think so. What else would you... I mean,
now, here's the thing. I always thought that they should put rides of, you know, attractions that were intellectual property-based, like movie-based.
Sure.
However, when you think about some of the best rides in Disney World,
mm-hmm.
they had nothing to do with any property at the time. Think
well,
Big Thunder
wasn't
Mountain
all
Railroad.
That much property.
Or Space Mountain. No movie attached to it. Pirates of the Caribbean, which way predates
Didn't,
the
right.
movies. The Haunted Mansion before the Eddie Murphy movie.
Some of these,
None of these
were based on popular books that they didn't have things on.
Jungle Cruise.
It was
you
supposed
think there's a possibility
be
that some of these rides
some
were
of these rides
discarded.
Were discarded movies at some time. I don't know.
I don't think so.
So,
you know, on the other side of the argument, maybe we don't need Guardians of the Galaxy because some of the best rides had nothing to do with a Disney movie. They were just a great ride unto itself.
Okay. Well, then, you know, have an A team and a B team.
What does that mean?
You have the A team going and developing the stuff that has absolutely nothing to do with movies, just having to do with having a great time in the park.
We're
going to
build a mountain and there'll be a Yeti
and
stuff.
And there's going to be a thing and it's going to be a, yeah.
Okay,
like,
so okay, you got that team.
So you got that team. And then you have your other team going,
we
got
to theme this bathroom like Tangled.
Yeah. And we're going to, you know, drop some blue cats all over this thing, you know? We're going to light this up just like Pandora. You have these two teams and they're going to be, you know, developing two completely different styles.
Do you think things are done a little bit too much for promotion or too much for the initial announcement? Like, if you say you're making a Guardians of the Galaxy ride, everybody goes, I know what that is. If you say we're building a mountain, there'll be a Yeti in it, and it'll be a roller coaster thing, and people are like, all right.
It'd be really great if they did a reveal instead of teasing everything and, like, leaking everything out. Like, there's something to be said about, like, don't tell.
Well, you were talking about re-theming or reinvigorating.
Uh-huh.
And initially when they were talking about the Guardians of the Galaxy going into the Tower of Terror,
mm-hmm.
I was like one of those pitchfork people who is going to write those stupid things on the internet thinking that my voice actually matters to
meant
me,
something. Yeah, it does. No. No. No.
Like, because I love myself some Tower of Terror. Mm-hmm. I don't know what my favorite ride is at Walt Disney World, but it's got to be either Everest or the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know which, but one of those two. It's probably my absolute favorite. Splash Mountain might also be in that mix. But, I mean, I adore the Tower of Terror. I think it's a great ride top to bottom. When they're thinking about changing it, it's like, how dare you change it? I was becoming one of these guys who are like, you know, writing this, I've got some bad news. They're building something for your enjoyment.
Yeah.
That I don't like. And then when you read about, oh, it's not here, it's got to be in California. And when you read the description of what the California's Tower of Terror is going to be like.
Like, whoa.
Like, the, you know, Collector captured the Guardians, and Rocket's going to make them escape. And I guess they escape by dropping because, mm-hmm. you know, what else? I was like, you know what?
That sounds pretty cool.
I wish I could see that. Mm-hmm. Because as much as I love the Tower of Terror, I've done it a zillion times. And a new take on it would be kind of interesting.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So, you know, maybe we should just, like, wait till they bulldoze this thing that I nap on for 45 minutes. And build some kind of Guardians of the Galaxy roller coaster that might actually be entertaining and people might want to see, because University Energy or Elton's Energy Adventure or whatever they're calling it now, really dull.
Yeah.
Dated.
Dated, yeah.
Even the message is getting kind of dated. I mean, would a new energy ride be better?
And like, or technology. Like, you want to go tech, but mm-hmm. that's going to go, like, tech moves so fast.
Mm-hmm.
You can't keep up.
Well, what would get dated more? A tech-oriented ride or a Guardians of the Galaxy-oriented?
Tech.
Because the movie's always going to be there? The
movie's going to be there.
Is it a Disney classic?
Well,
like, there's movies that will always be there. Like, the Cat from Outer Space is always going to be there. It's not necessarily a Disney classic.
No.
I'm like, what do you mean? I love the Cat from Outer Space.
But you know what? I could see there's going to be, like, four of them.
Yeah. I mean, there's going to be at least two.
You know, if there's four of them and then they redo it as some other kind of roller coaster...
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, so now it's Guardians of the Galaxy, and then later on it's going to be, I don't know.
Something that Universal doesn't own the rights to.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, it's going to be the Hulk, but it can't really be the Hulk.
No, we already got a Hulk in the other place.
And they just fixed it, so.
Yeah.
So that's not going to be the Hulk, but it could be, I don't know. Ant-Man.
Maybe.
Yeah.
They might be able to. I don't know.
You think?
There's a list somewhere that's on and off limits.
Falcon or...
Falcon.
Falcon, right? Could be a Panther.
No, Black Panther might. Black Panther, I don't know if he's taken. Yeah, it's got to be someone who they didn't.
They didn't use already. Yeah. So, but anyway, it could be like something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you take that and maybe change up some stuff.
So does Epcot become Marvel World eventually?
That'd be amazing.
You know, if they can, you know, like, obscure Marvel characters that they have the rights to.
That'd be neat. You know, and just it, or. If they want, you know, you split the park two ways and add more countries on the other side, or make that whole section eating.
It's already pretty much eating.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
I mean, you could ride a boat through a restaurant.
Yeah, like that stuff, whatever. That can be just like
an attraction. You got the Maelstrom anymore.
You know, that's just
the frozen,
you know,
Maelstrom.
What, and then that could be the classic movie things. Where we were already talking about that, where the Pinocchio or whatever in Italy and that kind of stuff.
That was supposedly a plan at one point.
Yeah, I mean, I like that plan. I like that a lot. like Ratatouille in France. I think that's awesome. I think those things should definitely happen.
Well, yeah, I mean, the food does taste like a rat cooked it.
Stop it.
I don't like French food.
You don't like it. Just because you don't like it doesn't mean anything.
It does if I was ego.
But you're not, because your taste buds are like...
terrible.
Yeah. I mean, you have like cement taste buds. If it's not a hamburger, don't even put it in your mouth.
So my mother always said.
She actually said I was more Italian than you.
You are more Italian than me. I don't like Italian food. It's terrible.
You're a crazy person.
Everything tastes like tomato sauce and cheese.
Mm-hmm. That's what makes it delicious.
Like, why do they even list different pastas? They're just different shapes. Yeah. It's like alphabets.
Do you want the A's or the Q's?
Yeah, I mean, it's just different kinds of SpaghettiOs. Do I want
the one that's shaped
like the Avengers, or do I want the one that's shaped like a zero? Do I want the Star Wars SpaghettiO? In the end, it's just a noodle. They all taste the same.
They all taste the same, but they're all very much personal.
They're all the same.
They're personalized. There's nothing. If
there was ever a bunch of food where they give it all different names and it absolutely tastes exactly the same, that and Indian food, everything tastes like curry.
That's not true.
Everything.
Well, kind of true.
Yep.
Mm-mm.
Yep.
We're not talking about this.
Okay.
Because this can't come on. yeah, I think they have to come up with a new vision for Epcot completely.
So Epcot needs a new vision.
Yeah, because it's not making any sense right now.
Yeah, what we got? We got imagination.
Right.
We have land.
Right.
Which consists of air.
Yeah.
Because the big ride at the land is soaring. Through the air.
Yeah. Well, and sea, water.
That's next door.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, well, time out. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
We're on to something here. Take a look. You go to land.
Yeah.
The big ride is
soaring
through the air.
Not land.
And you ride a boat.
Through the earth part.
Unless it's completely space-based.
Because that's irrigation.
But no, wait a minute. You're on a boat in the sea. And you're in the air over land or through land. I mean, what's land about the land?
Well, the actual... Oh, wait. It's hydroponics.
Yeah. They don't even put the stuff in the land.
In soil. There's no soil.
The land has an air ride and a sea ride. That's messed up.
All right, then. Okay.
Mind blown.
So that.
You got the sea, which at least has some aquatic creatures.
Right.
So you got the sea.
Right.
Universe of Energy, or Ellen's Energy Adventure.
Right.
Which is the least energetic thing in the park. God, this is the park of opposites. Think about it. The Ellen's Energy Adventure is the least adventurous thing.
The bizarro park.
It is. The park is completely messed up. It needs to be changed. Bring on the Guardians of the Galaxy. The Energy Adventure is the most low energy and least adventurous thing there. The land has a boat ride and an air ride and nothing on land.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay? Mm-hmm. That's messed up.
Yeah. Space.
Spaceship Earth?
Spaceship Earth? That was a fun ride.
I like Spaceship Earth.
Unfortunately, as it's going up, it actually reclines you.
You fell asleep on Spaceship Earth.
So, not often. Not like every time or anything. But
you almost rode it twice because they couldn't get you out. They couldn't wake you up and remove you from the ride fast enough. You almost went for another trip. The kids jumped off.
Yeah.
And started just pointing at you.
They're like, Mom! Mom!
And like, socked out snoring.
Sarah's like, get out, Mom! Get out! And ma'am!
What did you...
Ma'am! Ma'am! It's going around and around.
What did your picture look like at the end of the ride?
Oh, man.
And they snap a photo of you.
I don't even know. I was like drooling out of one side. My one eye's open. Yeah. The other one's like all rolled back.
Probably look like the trash heap from Fraggle Rock.
Oh, I totally do. It's like, was it Marge or Madge? Like all screwed. Oh, my gosh. So, I guess it was at the beginning of the ride, you know, when they first... move you up and back, and you know when they turn the computers on and they're like, where do you live, what kind of, you know, you want to be an active person, and I was like, yeah, I want to be an active person, and then I'm like,
your picture is completely unconscious.
completely out. And Sarah's like, way to go, Mom. Nice active lifestyle.
All right. So you got a...
It was terrible.
A Norway pavilion without Norway.
Yeah.
Land that has sea and air.
Yeah.
And an energy ride that's not energetic.
Yes.
Or an adventure. Mm-hmm. The Wonders of Life is dead. That whole pavilion's dead.
Yeah. Although, you remember that show we watched where it was like, what happened if all of the people and all of the human beings were like gone?
Yeah, if they just vanished.
If they just vanished. I think that's what they should do with that whole area. Just let nature just take over.
They've already done that with their original.
Just like poof. And then let everybody come in and just look. Like put a little plexiglass thing. This is what happens.
The experimental prototype community of yesterday.
Of yesterday. And just like put your face in and you can see what happens when like the Planet of the Apes goes on. You know, this is when we're gone and the apes take over and you like
in the apocalyptic like, future.
Yes. See, exactly. This is what's going to happen when Epcot, crap goes down.
Epcot's taking a pretty dark turn.
Yeah. This is the prototype of tomorrow.
Epcot, the apocalyptic prototype community of tomorrow.
And that's the new branding.
Epcot. Right
there. Epcot. I think
I'm They sell nothing but leather fashions.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's running around. I'm in. I think that's
Test Track is a Mad Max ride.
Oh, yes.
Oh, we're in.
Oh, I got it. That's it. That's the answer.
That's the World Showcase is just these crumbled governments and these little militia
like the
towns.
The World Fair that crumbles? Like yeah. That old... Yeah. That's it.
One's that cannibalistic community from The Walking Dead.
And it could be like a
Survive
big one.
Epcot.
Yeah. Survive Epcot. And it could be, vacation packages. You could have like reunions there, and like they could do like paintball.
The dolphins are the overlords.
Yes! My gosh, dolphins!
Do they have dolphins? I don't even know.
I don't know.
That manatee is just sitting around. When someone gonna throw me some lettuce?
Epcot,
the apocalyptic prototype
of tomorrow.
I love it.
I think that's great.
This is good.
That's great. Mad Max. I think it's...
Yeah, forget Guardians.
Yeah. Nah. This is much better. Mm-hmm. And you get to rent bikes. You get to actually build bikes. Kind of like Candy Crush, only a lot angrier. Like, Wreck-It Ralph is all over the place, only he's got, like, leather. He's all in, like, the bug gear. They like, unleash the bugs everywhere. And they're, like, killing everybody.
Drunk.
I'm not, though. I haven't had anything. This is awesome.
All right, so the moral of the story is Epcot needs to be changed.
Yeah.
Most people just want it updated.
I think it should be downgraded.
When I honestly just want to be entertained.
Yeah, I think we got it.
And you're turning into a survivalist apocalyptic nightmare you think is the way to go.
Well, you get to survive. It's a park for the young again. Like,
it's a park where you eat the young.
The teens. Like, you bring the teens back.
Oh.
Like, and it's huge. So it's a lot bigger than, Hollywood Studios.
Just where let it fend for itself.
Just boom. You drop them off. Maybe they leave.
Mm-hmm.
If not, they become fuel. So if, you know, then you get to send them back to Ellen. And it's like that. You know, they, you know, hey, it's self-sustaining.
The Solier starts serving Soylent Green. It's people.
It's people.
Oh, this is horrible.
Oh, this is great.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well done.
Thank you.
All right. Well, get us out of here.
Cheers and Mickey ears.